Good morning, church. This is Armando, the Missions and Discipleship Associate at First Baptist. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Now, this week's podcast will follow up the challenge that Pastor James gave us on Sunday. This week's message was a blessing to me, and I realized that God has already left so much for me to do according to His will in the Bible, which is namely to reach out to the lost and dying world, as Pastor James puts it. As we all know, the celebration of the resurrection is coming, and it's a great opportunity for us to reach out to our friends and family and loved ones to invite them over to hear the word of God. So I'd like to encourage you this week by looking at a character that Jesus deals with on Mark chapter 5. Now, Mark, out of all the Gospels, is the shortest one, and it deals mostly with what Jesus did as the servant of the Lord. Not so much his teaching, but what his actual deeds were. Some scholars believe that it was the first one of the Gospels to circulate, and others also believe that Mark was emphatic to get the story out of what Jesus had done, especially to the Roman soldiers, which from their culture put a lot of emphasis on actions and deeds. These guys got stuff done. Now, many Romans, by the time the gospel was circulating, had already accepted the good news of the gospel, but as the biblical scholar Dr. Grasmick puts it, they needed to understand the nature of discipleship, what it means to follow Jesus in light of who Jesus is and what he had done and would keep doing for them. So Mark chapter 5, you know the story. Jesus goes across the Sea of Galilee to the country of the Gadarenes to meet a man who was demon-possessed. This man was said to live in tombs, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Day and night he broke from the shackles and chains and spent time cutting himself with the sharp stones he found around. No doubt this man had been tormented by the demons he was possessed by. The demon in this man meet Jesus with reverence and identify him as the Son of the Most High God and beg him not to torment them. Jesus commands the demons to identify themselves to what they answer, saying, "Legion," meaning many. Jesus goes on to command the demons to be cast out, to what they respond in a plea, "Send us to the pigs, let us enter them." And Jesus gives them permission. Soon after, the pigs run down off a cliff and drown in the sea. Now, to this, many people in the community were much more terrorized by the economic loss this meant to the fact that this man had been freed from the demons. They saw him sitting there clothed in his right mind, to what the villagers begged Jesus to leave the area out of fear. Now, this man who had been freed from the demons runs to Jesus as he's getting on the boat and begs Jesus that he might be with him. But Jesus says, "No, go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim this good news in the Decapolis. That's 10 cities, guys. And he told them how much he had done for him, and everyone marveled. Now, the lesson and challenge that I'd like to convey is simple and threefold. One, this man had been freed from torment. Two, his gratitude was such that he went off to proclaim it in 10 cities. And three, he didn't go to seminary. All he did was tell people what Jesus did for him and the mercy that Jesus had upon him. Now, here's the challenge. For those of us that have lived in Christ for a while, we have forgotten what torment living in the bondage of sin was. I wholeheartedly believe that that is why we don't go out and proclaim the good news of Christ. This demon-possessed man was day and night tormented, restlessly suffering. But so were we. In our sin, in our depravity, we could do nothing to get free from it. Enter Jesus, the same way he triumphantly walks into the Gadarenes off his boat. Jesus came to us one day and did away with the bondage of sin, and he showed us the price he had to pay, nothing less than his own perfect life upon a cross. Second, if we hadn't forgot, then why haven't we told all our friends and family? I mean, can any of us admit that we've had such sincere and great gratitude that we have gone out to 10 cities to tell people? But this man's gratitude and love was so radical, he demonstrates it in this way. And third, that this man does not respond to Jesus by telling him, "Well, I have no training, Jesus." In other words, he didn't spend time getting trained first before he went out. All he did was go out and tell people what the Lord Jesus had done for him. We all have a testimony. We all have experience with what God has done and the mercy he's had in our lives. That's what we need to tell people. Now, we see this also in John chapter 4 with the woman at the well. The Bible says that the Samaritan woman goes into the town and tells people, come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? And on verse 39, we see the impact. Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them. And he stayed 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they said to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. Don't forget that at the end of the day, salvation is the Lord's. He will be the one that captures the hearts of the lost and dying in this world. Let them taste and see that the Lord is good. As for you, be faithful in witnessing and telling people how much the Lord has done for you, and now he has had mercy on you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you've given us the boldness to go out and witness to the people of your goodness. Give us, Father, the heart for the lost, and give us boldness to proclaim the good news of your Son throughout all our community and workplace. We ask this for your Son's sake. Amen.